Okay.
We'll get our meeting started. We stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Allinger's absent. Srulik?
Here.
Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, October the 4th?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,727.31. Police, $2,796.48. Fire, $1,756.77. Street, $2,005.32. Parks, $10,133.58. Public Health and Safety, $155.50. Liability Insurance, $100. Garbage, $51.56. Cemetery, $2,993.12. Water Operations, $13,032.52. Sewer Operations, $158.75. Drug Enforcement, $558.92. Special Tax Allocation Tip 4, $4,929.77. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $484,892.21.
Thank you. Tom, you got a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
We'll move down to reports. Good evening, Paul. How's the hospital doing?
Hospital is doing well. I can report that we changed our masking policy today. The governor changed the executive order Friday night to loosen the restrictions on masking, but to be in line with the CDC guidelines. And the CDC guidelines say that county by county, as long as you're not in the high category, you can loosen your restrictions, but it doesn't say to what extent. So that means that we could be subject to changing from month to month if conditions, if we were pushed into the high for some reason, if the COVID rates were too high, or if too many counties in the state get too high, then he might change the executive order. So what we did, we reviewed it medical staff today and then approved loosening the restrictions to this extent. In the public areas, it is not required for patients or employees to wear the mask, but it is encouraged and you're welcome to if you're more comfortable. But in patient care areas where there's direct patient contact, the employees and the patients will still be required to wear masks. It's because we are going into a flu season and we want to be careful. We don't know what might change with health conditions as we go into the winter. So.
Sure. Yeah, the governor was on the news this evening with these guidelines for the CDC and what. Yeah, that's good. Yep. All braced for the cold weather, and now it's going to warm back up. Everybody's going to be either flu or cold.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're trying to be safe.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Streets and public improvement.
Just got a few things. The crews are out this week picking up brush. Reminder to everyone, next month will be the last month we pick up for 3 months. We suspend during the wintertime. The leaf pickup, we're still trying to hire one person. We've got one person, but we're still looking for another one. It looks like maybe within the next week or so, we'll have the vax out. So up until that point, if you want your leaves picked up, they need to be in paper bags. That's all I've got.
Okay. John, you got something?
I don't have a whole lot.
Oh, John.
As you noticed, they flushed hydrants last week. I want to thank Kenny and the extra crew that goes out and gets them hydrants flushed. But it seems like after we have that going on, we have a rash of broken mains. And so starting Saturday, they had a few, and it always happens in two or threes. But they've been all over that and gotten them put back together. We also are still on the list to get the line moved from the pits down to the water department, and we're still on that, and it should be happening fairly soon. So we'll get that cleaned out for winter. So that's all I have for right now.
Okay, thank you. Dandy's not here this evening. Neither chief's not here. We'll move down to accounts and finance.
Chief's
here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we got some our sales tax money, and it's just following the same general trend it has had the past several months. You know, but not the exorbitant increases that we had last year, but just minor. That's about all I know. Everybody got their auditor's report, so look them over. If you have any questions, let either me or Clint know. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, Chief, I didn't see you come in.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Snuck in a little later.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got some vacating some alleys. You have a motion for the first one?
Yep. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1557, an ordinance vacating the alley north of 609, 615, and 625 West Adams Street, and south of 614, 616, 618, and 620 West Main Street.
I'll make the motion.
Motion's been made and second. Discussion?
These are some alleys. We don't have them. I mean, grow back up in grass. No reason for us to keep this property. We'll maintain the easement for work on utilities.
So to discuss for the public, they have, they're going to get half the alley?
Right. You know, I went around and Cameron had sent letters out and I went around and checked with folks. We didn't get my back and they all signed off on it that they'll get half the alley, each property.
So these people know that once this goes through, then they don't have access to the back of their property through.
And there's no alleys in these first two. Now the last one, I don't know if you want me to go ahead and talk about it. The one between Jefferson and South Street, the first coming in the alley, the first people on both sides did want to vacate, but the next two didn't because one of them has a garage off the alley. So we didn't vacate the alley up until we get past that property. From that property on, it's all grass. And everybody's been taking care of these properties all along, so.
That's one on down the line?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll discuss that when we get to it then. Any other discussion on the first one? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Sperlich?
Yes. Go down to the next one.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1558, an ordinance vacating alley north of 703, 713, 715, 717, and 801 West Main Street, and south of 702, 704, 706, 708, 718, and 722 West Washington Street.
Gonna make that motion, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, I'll make that motion. I'm sorry.
I'll second this.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion's been made and second. Any discussion on this one, Kenny?
No, it's the next one.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes.
Okay, motion to adopt ordinance number 1559, an ordinance vacating alley north of 707, 711, 815, and 819 West South Street, and south of 708, 710, 712, 718, and 820 West Jefferson Street.
Make a motion, Kenny.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second this one. Discussion, Kenny?
This is the one I was talking about. The first two residents on each side of the alley did want to vacate, I'm sorry, but the next two did not because they have garages off the alley. So we went past their property and vacated from there on because it's all grass from there on.
So how can they get to their garage if the first two?
The first two, we're not vacating there. It's still going to be open to that property, so we can't vacate from there.
Okay, is it a dead end?
All these alleys are dead ends.
To the west?
Right.
Because there's a garage on the west. Is that right?
Yeah. It'd be coming off of the South Street property.
So the two.
It's actually a drive-through garage. So
if you vacate these two people that have the garage can still get there?
Right. There's only actually one garage back there, but the also people behind them did not want to vacate either behind that property.
Okay.
So they'll still go get to their garage.
Okay.
And like I said, it is a dead end alley also.
Any other discussion? John, Tom, you got any discussion on it?
No.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes.
Okay, next is the contract extension lease renewal with Rise Broadcasting on the water tower. Do you have a motion for that?
Yeah, motion to adopt ordinance number 1560, an ordinance approving the water tower land lease agreement extension between the City of Clinton and Rise Broadband for 5 years.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, any other discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes.
Next is the contract extension on the lease of the municipal-owned real estate property. It's the farmland to Brandon Hosier.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1561, ordinance authorizing a lease extension of a municipal-owned real property, farmland, to Brandon Hauser for 4 years.
I'll make the motion.
I'll make the motion. I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes.
We'll move down to new business. We're going to place three things on file. First one's a 2023 IML. Risk Management Association annual contribution of $250,430.73. The next one is the purchase of hose for the fire department, Max Fire and Safety Incorporated at $3,020 and Ding's Fire Company $2,000. A total of $5,020 for the fire department. Next on file is the purchase of a self-contained breathing apparatus for the fire department, Air One Equipment Incorporated, $22,475. That's the end of the meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Have a good evening, fellas.
You too. Be careful.
Have a good vacation, John.
Have a good vacation.
Well, we're doing just fine.